וישלח יעקב מלוכים לפונוב אל אוס איסוב אוכיב ארצו סויוס ועדב. זה בבוסט הרמב"ן, פיימס רמב"ן. הרמב"ן says, נכתבו הפרשו הזויס. Why this parsha was written down? להוידיע כי היצל הקדוש ברוך הוא אסעבדוי וגאולוי מיד חוזך ממנו וישלח מלאך ויצילהו. ולמדנו עוד שלא יבוטח בצדקוסוי והשתדל בעצולו בכל יכולתוי, ויש בו רמז לדוירס, כי כל אשר ערה להובינו עם איסוב אוכיב ירה לנו תומי לבני איסוב ורואי לנו לאחוז בדרכו של צדיק, שנזמין עצמנו לשלוש הדבורים, לתפילה, לדורין ולעצולה בדרך מלחומה. In brackets, they put down to feed the laws of the government. Yeah, but this is the tzanzo. It's the tzanzo. Livroyach v'leinotze. So the Ramban says that we have to learn from Parshas Vayishlach every time the anoge that we have with the goy. Remember, the anoge is like with Esau, with Yaakov, and to try to learn from it. Later on in Pasuk Tes, the Ramban repeats himself again. והיו המחה הנשאר לפלטו על דרך הפשט, תוסי לילה וחטאי שיעקב נודד, והיו המחה הנשאר לפלטו, כי הוא אומר, אולי אינו אצל המחה הרכו, means at least, maybe, וכן אמרו דרלים דותר דרך ארץ, that a person doesn't put his money in one place, don't put all the eggs in one basket, כלא שם בני אדם. והכוונה בזה, כי יעקב יודע שאין זרוי כולוי נויפל ביד איסו, כי אינוצל המח מערכות, וגם עיר מויז לא עשיד לבוי, שלא יגזרו עלינו בני איסו ולמחוס ישמנו, יעשה רויס עם קצוסינו בקצת הרוצויס, שלהם מלך איכות גויזר, על גופנו מממנו, מלך אחר מרחם במקומי מציל. ולהוירוס לנו לדוירוס, every time. One place the goyim will kill us, and the other place the goyim will be nice to us. This is the seder that will be with Esau. This is Pasuk Tes. In Pasuk Chof Zayin, the Ramban is mamshich again. It says, Vayar ki lo yuchaloi. Yaakov was fighting with the Malach, Vayar, shrek lecha Ramban. Zog the Ramban, Vomru v'reish Yisrabo, Noga b'chol ha-tzadikim sh'osim liris mimenu. Ze diru shel shmad. שיהיה דור בדור של יעקב, בזרו של יעקב, שיסגב הרעיסוב עליהם עד שיהיה קורב לקעקע ביצוסוב. That he will almost manage to almost finish כלל ישראל. והויו זה דור איכו במיכך מהמשנה של רבי ידע בן בובה וחברוי שאומרו בשמש השמד, אם יאמרו לאודום תנפשך על קדוש עש השם, יאמר אני נויסן ובלבד שיהרגני מיד, אבל בדרך של שמד אינו יוכל לסבול. מה היו עושים זוג לרמב״ם? They took metals and they warmed them up and they put them under the arms and the person will suffer. ויש דרס אחרים, יש ברמז, what they did in Spain, שעושו אימונו כזה ויועסר רע מזה. והכל סובלנו. וזהו שאומר ויובו יעקב שלם. But in end we will win. And the Ramban, that's the shit of the Ramban, so later, the famous Maize, when the Chafetz Chaim, the Chatzadik, the Kodesh Livrocha, the yeshiva was running away in the First World War, and they came to a Russian place, and was a Russian governor from the army. Oh, he was doing tzoras. So one of the person gave an idea to give him some shoychad. Mominous. And they asked the Saba Kaddish, the Chafetz Chaim, and he said, okay, they came back to the Chofetz Chaim and he said he doesn't want to take the money. They asked him, so the Chofetz Chaim asked the Shliach, you are Mekayim Vayavtzach boy? No, when Yaakov sent him Shmincha to Esav, Esav said, I don't want. Vayavtzach boy, and he took. He said, no, we didn't do Vayavtzach boy. Chofetz Chaim said, go back to Vayavtzach boy. Vayavtzach boy, and he took it. And from then he became good to the Yidden. The Chofetz Chaim learned that we use the Mahalach from this parasha We use the Mahala from this parasha how to feel tzach with the goyim. El arzo ochiv, el ochiv arzo say. Says Rashi, what is arzo? Had to be le'eretz. Le'eretz soyer. Kol teivo shetzricho lamed betchiloso hitil bo hei besoifo. Instead of le'eretz soyer, steht arzo. Avukna zatzal, say that Rashi here is not stop. It says later, in Pasuk, in Pasuk, Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Yudalet, Ad Asher Ofer Yel Adoini Seiro, instead of Le Seir, Seiro. Rashi Yashver, why it doesn't say here, Arzo Seiro. Why here it says, Arzo Soir. Here it says, Seiro. So they say in the Maharal says, Yesoid of Kol Oish Tzricho Lamed Betchiloso, Som Lo Hei, Besoifo, never says in the Pasuk, Vayiten Yaakov Leshimoin, Vayiten Yaakov Shimoino, instead of Leshimoin, Shimoino, Kol Oish Tzorich Lamed Betchiloso, you could put a hey in the end. Vayobo Yaakov, Vayiten Yaakov Leshimoin, Leshimoino. Not every time when you need a Lamed in the beginning, you put a hey instead. What it means to the mahus, to the chefze, you say shimoino. Here, the malachim didn't go seiro to the oimek of Esav. Chas v'sholem, he went to the eretz, but not to Esav. So the arzo is in the hay. Mashenkin yankiv avinu med lo sidlovo. We're coming to mekakeh Esav. So there, the hay is in seiro, because the chefze of seir, seir is the ra. Here they didn't go to the Cheft of Seir. They went to the Cheft of the country. They went to the country. So you say Le'arzo. But when Yaakov said that over in Adoni Seiro, there was a pshat to come. He went Taka to live with Laban to Laban went in. He went in for Kept. Laban got this. He went to the Makom. It's not bad and not good, so it could be Choroina. But Soir was the Mahus of Esav. Ha'yitzav osam leimor kisomru la'adoni le'esav ko'omar avdecha Yaakov im lovon garti. Zot Rashi. Garti begematria tariag. So I saw once in a newspaper, this Yulach v'Shabbos. The Shaila is, why it says begematria garti. Lovon garti begematria tariag. Lachure is a klal in gematrias that chiluf oisias comes before gematrias. So it would be better to say that garti is the word tariag. That is coming to gematria. Better to say chiluf oisias. So in that newspaper I saw that the guy switched. Garti, chiluf oisias, tariag. Okay. Maybe he had a different gilsa. That's a mistake. There's no word tariag. Is the word tariag? Tariag is weiter gemalt hier, 613. So you don't say Garti Chiluf Oisiyas Tariag. Garti is only gemalt hier Tariag. It's not Oisiyas Tariag. Now, the Mod Nezach. It says, Im Lovon Garti, the Tariag Shomarti. So, the Mephoshim say, why it says, Im Lovon Garti, the Tariag Mitzvah Shomarti, Chasam Sefer says, why it doesn't say Kiyamti, Chasim Sefer Taki was not Mekayim. It's Kibud Aveim, Shtei Achies. Different mitzvahs that he couldn't. He wanted Mekayim Kibud Av. But it's Nechshav Kilu Asoi, but it doesn't say Kiyamti. So they say once, the Buskerov said over a Maise, that he was once in the vacation, in the Dache, the mountains, and a Rabbina, modern rabbi, came over to him and asked him, how take Yaakov im lovon garti v'tariag mitzvah shomarti? How you do it? Told him, so it says, v'yehi li shor v'chamoyer. I looked on lovon like he's a shor v'chamoyer. So the Biskarov said, and don't think that I think that it's the real pshat, but I think that it's really what happened. Pshat, I don't know if it's the pshat in the pasuk. He says the only way that you live with a rasha is when you're not machshir. remember once I was in Lake Bicker, Connecticut, near the ocean. It was a Shabbos. It was a Shabbaton. I was asked to be there for Shabbos, and I'm sitting in Shabbos. Mamish, a very beautiful Shabbos. It was a beautiful Shabbos. In the middle of Shabbos, like someone comes, they put a mamish near me. I see everyone so proud of him. It was a Jewish heart surgeon, one of his hospitals in Manhattan. And he came to join the Shabbaton. So I asked people, so how he came here? You know, he was not here yesterday night. Lake Bicker, Connecticut, if you know, it's like a town, you have to have permission to go into the town. It has like a gate around the town. It's a beautiful place. So you heard I'm asking the question. So no, I left my car outside, I walked in. So after a couple of minutes, I was singing, I asked if someone could give me a bag. I said, I'm going to throw up. Someone sitting near me, that was Michal Shabbos, I'm going to throw up. You can give me a bag, I'm going to throw up. So I didn't make it to hear it. So they asked me, what is this? I said, they'll tell you that this guy is a Noyef and a Dos. You'll also want a bag. Because Michal Shabbos, because he's a surgeon Michal Shabbos. You don't think he'll have a bag? I danced with him. I was nice with him the whole Shabbos. I think the name was on the film already. But you only could not be Nushba if you force yourself to feel, I'm going to vomit. This person drove a car on Shabbos. He drove a car. Like, he chopped like 5 kids today in the morning. Shabbos. Last time kids. The person, this is like a biskarov. Im lovan garti, if you look on lovan like a shur v'chamoy. But if a person is going to a government, a person has to have a position, goes to an office, if he looks on the director of the office like a gansam and the omar, he'll be mushpa. The only way you could live where the director is, biskarov said, I know that it's not a pshat, but this is what I wanted to teach the rabbina. I wanted the rabbina to know. The only way to be matzliach with lovin is shol v'chamoyim. As a mot nezach, he calls Esav im lovin garti, look Rashi, lo yina asei sisal v'choshu, elo ger anoichi. Ein chi kedai lisno yoisi. So, this makes sense? Then he tells him weiter, im lovin arosho garti, ve'lo yilo mati m'maisov aroim. So the Chafetz Chaim asked the Kasha, I'm loving Galti, I kept Tariag, and I didn't learn from Ma'aseh Aroi. You said you kept Tariag. So what was the time to learn? So the Balimusar learned the Shulchan Aruch HaChamishi. You know, you could have kept Tariag, but you could be starting to behave like a Shor V'chamoyer Tariag. Novel Bushu Satayr, you know these people are Novel Bushu Satayr? Animals, yeah? So I'm not going to be able to do it, but it's not enough. I learned from my Yisrael Baroi. So what's the Pshat? So the Seder Chofetz Chaim said a Givaldi Kazach, and I learned from my Yisrael Baroi and Yaakov was complaining. I didn't learn to do mitzvahs so good like Esav does Averis. Say the famous Maisa Navardok was a big man, Musa Navardok. They call him Reb David Budnik. He was about Bitochen and Avadok. Say once a huge dog jumped on him and he fainted. Asked David, a dog fainted? He said, no, you don't have why I fainted. When I saw the dog jumping on me, and I thought to myself, when I do the mitzvah, I also do it with such a islaivus. I fainted right away. I didn't learn from his ma'isim. The Baruch Bel said, you have to learn how much to hate them like how much they hate us. To the Sein Arisha Hashem, how much they don't like. We don't, doesn't bother us. Bother the one that is against us. But the guy in Michal Shabbos, he can't stand you when you do mitzvahs. It has to be that you can't stand him that is Michal Shabbos. And Moshe Feinstein said a Gevaldik Gezach. Moshe said, he told Esav. The Kasha said, why has he told Esav? What is Esav interested to hear about? He wanted to tell him, so I'm not talking Pshat, it's not the first time to push the Pshat. He told him, you know, I didn't become Sal v'choshuv. You, why are you coming to kill me? I stole the brachas. I'm not a gansam, so why do you want to kill me? So Laban will tell him, I know why. The father said, if you don't do mitzvahs, you'll be nobody. But soon you'll start to be a big choshuv tamid chachem, and then I'll be left with not a penny. So like the Vitaliak Shomalti, I'm telling you, I'm the biggest tzaddik in the world. And you see, I'm poor. So what do you want from me, Esau? Learn that, says Yisrael v'choshuv. So it's not Dovaracher, the Rashi. It's the same thing. I didn't become a prime minister. What do you say? You know why you didn't become a prime minister? Because the father said, Kesher Tori v'porakto. No, but we love of Galti, Vitaliak Shomalti, v'leilu mati v'maizu v'aloyim. So what is the answer? The brachas alo osid love it. No, osid love it, Esau, you don't want anyway. You said you're dying. You don't mind that my kids will be rich. You didn't want. You said lomali zepchayo. You don't want the osid lover. You want now. Now look what happened. You're the king. I'm running away, living my lover. So if he didn't keep telling mitzvahs, he thought, yeah, now you're coming to Eretz Yisrael. Start to keep mitzvahs. Now we'll be left with nothing. Let me to kill you before you come back. But then Moshe said he told him something else. He told him, I know what will be in the end. Right? There's two options. Or you'll kill me, or you'll tell me come, we'll go together. I want to tell you, I was 22 years my lover. I kept telling him, I didn't learn from him. If you think that the way you will win me, you bring me into your house, and you think I will learn from you to become myself, I already passed 22 years with lover, and I didn't learn from his bad mindset. So don't think that you will manage to convince me, to mekalkel me, to bring with you, says Vayeshuba Amalochim El Yaakov Leimer Bono Elochicho El Eso Vegam Hoylech Likroscho Ve'arba Mois Ish Imoy Vayiro Yaakov Moid Vayotzer Loi. What is Vayiro Yaakov Moid Vayetzer Loi? It's a Kfeilus. So Rashi is already bothered in this Kfeilus. And Rashi says Vayiro Vayetzer. That's what Rashi is Oymenan. So Rashi Vayiro Shemo Yaarig Vayetzer Loi Im Hu Yaarig Et Acherim. And the shayla is why he was killed, scared. Mishnah, he didn't want to be killed. Makes sense. But what bothered him if he will kill? The roitfim, the chayav misa. So one veld, the veld says, the Maril Diskin, she said, Lomo eshkol shneichem b'yoy mechot. He knows that in the day that Esav dies, he dies. You know, when Yaakov died, you know, Chushim b'don took off Esav's head. He said, if I kill Esav, I die also. So it's cash 22. He kills me, so I will kill him, I will die after it. And that day that he dies, I die. So what will happen? If he kills me, I'm lost. If I kill him, I'm also lost. That's Rashi. Vayiro levayetzo. Shema yarig, shema yarig is achir. And the Zogun we said in Shir, from the masculine David, that Lemaizi, he was scared that he will kill the people that came with Esau. And they don't have aloch et roitfim, because Esau told them that he will kill them. And in Benoyach, it's not mechuyot v'meisa nefesh. So maybe the aloch is that Benoyach is not merag. Maybe they're allowed to try to kill Yaakov. So maybe if he kills them, the Maestro did not chayim nisa. And the Zogim shot that he was scared of the apostle Aveda, because it says that a person that kills, even if he has to kill, for a good reason, of the Maestro is apostle Aveda. And there Chadrush, the world says, what is Shema Yarig Acherim? And it says that Acher, Rab Meir is called Acherim Oimrim is Rab Meir. Rab Meir, the Gemara says, that was it came out from Edom, from Esau. So maybe if he will kill Esau, he will kill Acherim. But as Rashi means, Shiyarik is Acherim, he will kill Rab Meir, that is called Acherim. But Reb Itzale said, and as they state in Das Kenim, two pshatim he says. One pshat, he was scared he was not mekayim two mitzvahs. What are the two mitzvahs that he did mekayim? Kibud avim. That's ish avivim etirou. He was not mekayim shtei achris. Ish al achosel lid v'sikach litzroich. So vayiro vayetza. He was scared from vayiro from kibud avim. Ish avivim etirou. And Vayetzah, so again, what's that Reb Pshat in this kind of vortim? It's really a vortim, the Kadmoinim. The value of the Pusuk says, Vayiro Vayetzah Kipshutri. The Pusuk is using these two Lashonis to Meramis, the two Averis that he felt that he had. he has the avera from kibud av avi v'imay tirou, and he has inside felt kibud isha lachoy se lezikach litzchay. But the askenim is meramezit in a different way. He says kibud he was scared that Yaakov, that Avram, that Esav has the schus of kibud av v'yetzer loy al shehu yore me Esav. Vayiro Yaakov, he was scared. Vayetzoloi, it bothered him that he has a pachad. That he's not holding in the madrega, that he's not a pachad. So Vayiro is the pachad. Yetzer is alemol, it's inside. It's not the scare. He was disturbed. He was disturbed. Fida developed as an under pshat. We said that, you know, that they have to die in the same day. Shem Yobi Esav Hikos Amachna Achaz Vahir Amachna Nishol Ifleito. As the question was, if I would be in the first machna, if he kills me, the other machna would be a day apart. Esav will die till he gets to the second machna, because Esav has to die in the same day. I mean, this is the way he knew Vahir Amachna Nishol Ifleito.
Same day. It's 40 days after. Yaakov was that 40
days. No, because the kvura. It's the same day. Yaakov Lemeis. So when the kvur is called as al-bazach. But this is it. Lama eshkel shneichem b'yemecho. Rashi says, Nuvo roh ha-kiddush, I said, but they die on the same day. Zag the posuk, Vayoymer, Im yovo eisev al-amachah, Vehiko ve-hoyo amachna anisho le-pleito. Vayom yaki ve-leki avrom ve-leki yitzchok, Hashem ha-imer alai shuv la-artzecho, Kotonti mikol ha-chasodim, Mikol ha-emes, Asher osiso esavdecho, Hatzileinino miyad ochim miyad eisov, כי יורה נויכי אויסוי. פוסיס אוס הצילני מיד אוכי מיד איסוף. פוסיס מיד אוכי מיד איסוף. מישלמי, when he told Lovon, ביטחו רוכל הקטנו, רשי says, I'll say ביטחו יותק סבנאות, I'll say רוכל יותק סבנאות. So הקטנו, she's קטנו שבגדלו. So he said, ביטחו רוכל קטנו. הקדוש ברוך הוא, הצילני לא מיד איסוף, was two איסופס. זאת דבס הלוי, he said, ריבונו של עולם, I don't know what איסוף is coming for. Could be he's coming to be my friend, could be he's coming to kill me. If he's coming to be my friend, it's even more dangerous. Said in the Vaad this week, the Timonishe, if you know, there's Timonishe, I would say, Timonishe, and I have some in Los Angeles, no? The Timonishe, like 2,000 years they're in Taman, it's a nice little place. They go and want to do everything to them, nothing happened. They came to us, they saw a couple of years with the Modal Nishadah, the Tziyoy Nishadah, went off the derech. This Yitzhahorah is worse than every Yitzhahorah. Zog the Bisalevi, not only that it's the worst Yitzhahorah, Zog the Bisalevi, that Yaakov felt to daven first on the Ochi and then on the Esav. Hatzileni no miyad Ochi, miyad Esav. Not miyad Esav, miyad Ochi. Miyad Esav Ochi, I would say first, but it's dangerous, and then versus miyad Ochi. So the Mesalevin, first Miyadochi, this is the most dangerous, not to be friendly with the Rosha. The government is friendly with us, it's the worst thing. Then Ribbono Shel Olam, even if they're bad for us, save us also. This is they had the Gantz Mechoi yesterday. Yeah, Avidarko, but the Mesalevi says, it's dabbing for two things. I would say Esav, and even if he's friendly, it's also dangerous. First, if Esav is friendly, I'm very scared. If Esav wants to kill me, I'm also scared, said the Mesalevi. I heard from the Goy Mivilna says, Afilu HaMelech Shoel B'Shloimoy Al Yeshivenu, Middle of Davening. The Goy says, Remez, then the Melech is Shoel B'Shloimoy. Who the Melech is Shoel B'Shloimoy? Afilu HaZazayin HaMatziv, that the Goy decides to be nice to you, and he's Shoel B'Shloimcho, Al Yeshivenu. Don't become friendly to the Melech. No, the Goy says this Remez. Afilu the Goy tries to be nice to you, Al Yeshivenu, don't become friendly to the Melech. זוג דפוסק ביתר, ויולן שם בלילה הוא, ויקח מן הבו ביודם מן חולי סבוכי. פוסס מן הבו ליודם. אז רשי זה זול דפים שוטים, ברשו סוי, ויקח כל הארצים מיודם עם אדש הגודו, עבוד עם טויבס ומרגוליאס, וברח מן הבו ביודם מן החולין. אבל what is the פשוטה של בו מיקרו? What comes by the hand? He just took what came. The Chofetz Chaim said, why? Chofetz Chaim said, because he didn't know what animals deserve to be by the Rasha. So he didn't want the machlit. So he let the Kodesh Baruch Hu to the machlit. Velche animals will stay by the tzaddik, velche will stay by the Rasha. The pasuk was down, and he told him, "Vayitem yad avodo v'revach tosimu ben eider le'eider." He left space. That will look a lot. So they say when Rebbe Chaim came to America, he asked how much you have to tip. In America they tip. You know, here you fight with a taxi driver. In America you tip the taxi driver. Some people, I'm saying. The modern for sure, yeah? So he asked how much you have to tip. So I asked Rebbe Chaim, why are you such a keg? Well, what does that come from? He said, why Yaakov said put Revach ben Eider le'Eider? Just send a lot. Yaakov kagged. But he spread it to look a lot. So this is a love the Eraisa to give a present to a guy. Lois Sechonim. You have to. They said it was Kirov would ask for change. Negotiation story. Forget it. The Israeli taxis, you could give. I see a lot of people to fuck out. When they go, it's partial, because there's no dealer, it's a whole wants them to tip. So in America, they tip. They come to this hall, you see the same Bachan people slap the tip. And it's partial. Dealer, it's a whole tells them to be nice. It'll be the same thing you give him $5. Hey, he will look at me like I'm large, yeah? Well, he'll not be nice to you. Fancy, tip. The chosh of a tip. This Karov was makvid. Same thing you makvid on tefillin, you makvid on esrog, it's also love the rice. So you have to be nice. But you don't have to, It's a pach. I don't know how you can manage to live there with such. Like, I call it walking on eggs in America. When I go to America, I'm actually like walking on eggs. You're too nice to go, you're able to chana. You're not nice? Chil Hashem. And they deserve. I think you have to stay. And I know you're very nice, Alabama, no? I don't know if you have anything to go. So that's it. So the pasuk weiter. Vayisro Yaakov lamed gimel pasuk aleph. Vayisro Yaakov veino vayar vehine Esav bo v'ima 400 ish. Vayichazes hayilodim al Leo ve'al Rochel ve'al shtei hashfoches. Said the famous Maaser of Maariv Diskin. Maariv Diskin said that 400 ish, Yaakov saw 400 people in one shot. He didn't have to count. How much fingers I have here? You have to count? No. Now if someone puts how much for him on the table, you really have to count, right? How much tape recorders? You don't have to count. Maybe you have to, but I'm saying. Why? Pearson, one, you see. Two, you don't have to count. Yaakov was such a Balkishan, the Kishon is an obvious Akadoshim, he saw 400 in one shot. So, I heard that Moshe would count the big buildings in Manhattan, 20, 40, 60. He saw 20 together. Yaakov a bit, Yaakov 400, and Moshe 20. Yaakov would say 115. 120. So the guy didn't believe the Maariv Diskin. So he asked the Maariv Diskin how much leaves are on the tree. The Maariv Diskin gave a number. So he said, how I know that you're not lying? So the Maariv Diskin told him, take off with your hand, and then I'll tell you how much is now. And he took off an amount, and the Maariv Diskin told him the number less. Yes, Yaakov Tzvi. Some people could count, they don't have to count too. They could count. So this is what he said. I know that I said it really a lot of years and people argue, they say because the Malachim told them there are 400 people coming. As I gizog the Maariv Diskin shot in the pasuk. Then the pasuk says weiter. Vayover Yaakov Sholem Yoshchem Asher Beretz Knan. Vateitze dina basleo asher yolda le Yaakov liroiz bifnoi sooritz. Rashi says, there was a time on her that she went out. Velei bas Yaakov, ala Hashem yitzios nikros basleo. כשאפילו איתו יצא ניסו איסו שנאמר ותצא לקרוס רי זה דה פיריין לשלוימוי זה בקיצור שכנורך על התאיר, he says, מוס נפשט so he said, we learned last parasha that בעצם it had to be a boy just Leo Davin that she turned to become a girl because she didn't want Rochel to have less shvotim so the tchunas ha-nefesh were a boy tchunas ha-nefesh so even though she was a girl although she was a yatsonis because the tchunas ha-nefesh that she had was tchunas ha-nefesh from a boy so the pasuk goes weiter the pasuk's line this is what I want to say with the maximum of the Bisalevi ובני יעקב באו מן הסודה כשומם ויסיעצבו אנושים ואיכר להם אוהד כי נבוא לאוסו בישראל לישקה וסבס יעקב וכן לא יאוסה צורש ימסוף סז לאנויס הספסולויס שאומוס גודרו על עצו מן הרייס על ידי המעבוד עושה נשכן הרייס אבל וייסטויס ש... וכן לא יעשה אז הוא היה accepted not to do it Another of the meaning was that they grabbed people. It was unacceptable what Chamor did. What the Pasuk is coming to say here. So the famous Maizel Bisalevi writes on Atere. He writes the Vov, he doesn't say the story. It was a famous Maizel with Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim had, they had a meaning, Reb Chaim and his father, Shua, the Bisalevi, that and I think the Maizel was with the Chaim himself, and I thought the Maizel was with the Misalevi himself, that when they went around the world, he would not go with his Rabbanisha clothes. He would put like a kind of cap that the Balabatim would have, and he would take a short jacket with him. Like this, when he goes, he doesn't want to be Nen and Mikovad HaTeir. When he's in his place, I mean, Lamazan, he has to go Lamazan to visit someone. So why has to be Nen from Kovad HaTeir, that in the station everyone will use the Kovad HaTeir? Hishtagish b'tagi chalaf. When he's coming to the place that he is, people know that he's Reb Chaim. But at the train station, why people have to be machshim as Reb Chaim? It's time to be nele from Kovad HaTeira. So Reb Chaim would not wear the big day rabbonis when he was around. The kids said they were going in a place, I don't know if it was Bisalevi, I was saying that Bisalevi, the way I heard it was Bisalevi. And it was the middle of the night, it was a heavy, heavy snow. And in the middle of the way, it was mamish, and they saw like a little inn. So the Bisalevi told the Balagole, you know, just knock on the door. So he knocks, the guy's not opening. So like we told him, Chasofik Tikuach Nefesh, such a snow, we can't carry on. Knock, so the guy said, he's sleeping. Wake him up, Chasofik Tikuach Nefesh. So the guy wakes up, what do you want? Place to sleep. There's no place, everything is full here. So he told him, knock. He said, we'll stand, we'll sit where you tell us. It's Tikuach Nefesh, we have to go in. The guy opens, okay, sit here. Near the kitchen, near the oven, there he gives him a little hope. The Chaim opens Bisalevi opens the candle, lifts the candle, starts to learn. He comes, shh, Mishlofdo. Shuts it quietly, starts to learn. After half an hour, it's a huge noise. You hear wagons are coming. The kids of Balagola gets up, the Volkomir Rebbe, Kolavira, Rebbe, Kolavira, I don't know the names exactly, yeah. A Choshev Rebbe comes with the Pamalev Hasidim, and the boss gets up, opens the whole house, puts lights in the chandeliers, you know, they put like oil, they had like chandeliers we have with oil. I got to the open cooking, everyone's getting up, I got to my kids. The Rebbe says, the Rebbe wants to go, you know, to wash his hands before Mayrib, he goes. The Rav, the Mriske Rav. Kitzer, he comes, sits at the table, you know, sits at the table. Kitzer, and the Slutsche Rav, when the Rav is Slutsen, the Slutsche Rav, Shalev. Kitzer, he sits down. Kitzer, I got to everyone, the grace of the Rebbe, the God of Lador, sitting here, everyone, as I matter. The only one that's crying and tearing is the Malabos. The Kitzer, in the morning, he comes into the Rav. He says, Lady, I'm not Mechile. So the Lady tells him, I'm not Mechile. So it says in the Parsha, כי נבוא לאוסו בישראל לשכב אסבס יעקב וכן לא יאוסו. Says, if you didn't know who I am, I didn't look like Bisalevi. You didn't have to be knowing because of it. But I'm a Yid. And you are not knowing Achnas Asorchim, even like a Poshta Yid. said, what are the time on Chamorim? And Beifish was his Bas Yaakov. And Beis was his Yaakov Avinu. He knows what is Dino. Two people that came from Echmei, two brothers that are fighting Dalton here. Yeah? One came from a different city, Echmei's. Family full of kids, poor wives. Can't see my adult. Son of Kamina. She saw the girl was like a Tzoni, she walked around. No time on him. Abba V'chel lo yaseh. But no one does it. Now he's nitva on everything. I mean, the Ktzeis brings down if a person gave someone something to watch. And he thought that it's silver. So if it got stolen, it's gold, he's potter. If it was mazigit, he's chayv, even if it's gold. Even though he told him that it's silver. No one gave you a right. You didn't have a heter to do it. The melee you need for us on Bas Yaakov. Well, we'll stop here because I have to go to the earlier bits, so we'll stop.